read from John chapter 15. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will be overflow. This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, than you lay down one's life for one's friends. I just want to share a few words with you this morning. We don't want to forget, do we? We can't forget. And as we gather this morning, many will be gathering around the country, those who are gathering in Chadderton or just a little farther afield, gathering to remember the sacrifice that is made by so many and the sacrifice that's still being made even today. But that sacrifice was made so that we might experience and enjoy amount of freedom. So Remembrance Sunday is important. It's an act as a reminder that we have freedom, that we have a life that is generally full of peace. It's a reminder of those who died in the First War and subsequent war. It's a day set aside to remember all those who gave their lives for freedom of others. And so often we tend to think of it just as being a British thing, but there were people from around the world who served in the British armies, who were there at the point looking and sharing freedom. And we remember them wherever they are, their families, their friends across the world today. We mark this day to say thank you, to say thank you for your sacrifice. Some will pay little heed to today. It will have no impact on them whatsoever. But they need to remember that but for yesterday, they have today. Dean Courtier writes, remembering the commitment and sacrifice of others should also strengthen our own resolve to do our part in serving God and others. We're called to serve God in the world today. We're called to be God's army in the world today. He challenges us. He wants us to do new things out in the community, within the life of the church. And we can sit here feeling cold and a bit chilly. But in actual fact, what a price it was for those who were sat in trenches, up to their knees in mud, rats running around, the awfulness of it all. And yet they were prepared to give. I can't imagine what it must have been like when somebody gave that cry over the top and people just ran. And they ran and they were basically slaughtered. But they did it because they felt called to go. Mostly young men, but women also died during war. Women also gave a big part of the efforts, a lot of it actually at home, providing on the land and in the factories, doing the jobs that men had had to leave to go to war. And we have the words that we've read this morning. Jesus loved us enough to go to the cross. Jesus died that we might live. He sacrificed himself that we might be saved. Jesus paid the ultimate price for our freedom from sin, death, and fear. Yes, Jesus died for all those who will place their trust in him, but he also died for all those who will ignore him and push him to one side, those who will deny him. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down a life for a friend. You know, those words can become cheap sometimes, but they're so poignant about what we are prepared to do as Christians for those around us. As we take time to remember the horrors of war this morning, the pain and suffering it leaves, lives change forever. And we saw some of that if you watched the remembrance service on television last evening. And you saw people with legs and arms missing, with their sight taken from them. And yet when they speak as a one in that what they did was what they felt called to do. I wonder how often we take time out of our busy lives, to remember even what God has done for us in the simplicity of our daily lives. Do we share our Christian faith with friends or only in the confines of the church? We have much to be thankful for. We have the love of Jesus surrounding us daily wherever we go. Yet so often we shy away from sharing. We don't have the courage of those who went to war. And yet, many didn't come back. I wonder what it is that we're afraid of. Who is the enemy today out there seeking to destroy? Jesus, the perfect one, died for the imperfect. He died for you and me. And let's face it, we are imperfect in so many ways. His blood washed away our sin. The cross paid the price for all who will trust in him. When Jesus rose from the grave, he overcame death. He defeated hell and he conquered the grave. Jesus rose again. He ascended into heaven, going to prepare a place that is there for you and for me and for all who will believe. He left a promise, also that he would come back one day and take us to be with him. I wonder if we really hold on to that. And as we remember and give thanks for the sacrifice those who laid down their lives so that we might enjoy freedom, let us remember that Christ, through his love for all of us, offers a way to attain a place with him. We just simply have to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. God has a plan for each one of us, a wonderful plan. Even when things are tough and he appears far off, and I can tell you there's times when we've all experienced that, where we feel as though God's somewhere there. The problem is that God's still here. It's we that went the opposite way. And somehow God wants us to try and to come back. And we know that as a church, you know, we're going through a tough time at the moment. We're going through, and other churches are the same. Talking to people on Friday at a funeral service that was held partly here, in their own fellowships there, they're finding it tough coming back together. But slowly, slowly, God is working a plan out so that we can come back together and share. I'm just asking God to put the heating back into the plan so that we can all feel a little bit more comfortable. But it's true, isn't it? You know, it doesn't really matter that we're out a bit of heat for 3/4 of an hour. God has this plan. And in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, he says this, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And we should hold on to that, that God will never leave us or forsake us. It's a promise. It's a promise that's been made. But remember this, that God is always with you. Therefore, you cannot hide. We cannot put things to one side and think no one knows. In Psalm 139, King David states there is no place he could go to escape the presence of God. Let me just turn to those words. In Psalm 139, he says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. No place to hide. And these words remind us of an all-knowing, all-seeing God. And so as we share this day of remembrance, God seeks into the deep recess of our hearts. He wants to seep in. Slowly, dripping, dripping, so that eventually we will see the way that he wants us to go. He will share with us and he will speak to us. He will speak to us as individuals. in our quiet times, in our little moment with him. But he'll also speak to us collectively in the life of the church. As we gather this morning, God is already speaking. But are we listening? Today, we've heard those names that were read out, names that are now long past, but still something poignant about those names. Sometimes we go to Baptist Assembly, and part of the Baptist Assembly in the meeting, a roll will come up of all the ministers and missionaries that have died over that past year. And you look, and you see that there's someone who's 103, and you think, what a wonderful life. And then you look at someone else, and he says 27. Left a wife and three children. They will still be remembered by family and friends. And so we too will remember those people that have been close to us that we've loved and now lost. It's a day of sharing. Those names will be brought to mind. Those who were important to us in our lives. But that pain and suffering is shared by God also. For he also suffered when he had to allow his son to die for us. But thankfully, he was able to bring him back. We've stated, we will remember them. We will remember them. Let this not just be for today, but an ongoing remembrance of all those who have given their lives in service. Let us seek to meet God through Jesus, the one who loves and cares for all of humanity. Let us remember this, that through our tough times, God is ever constant. It is only us that moves away. And we just say, Lord, where we're far from you, bring us back. Bring us back into the unity of relationship with you, into the unity of the church. Father, we can spend too much time being separated from one another. So we pray this morning that as people remember around the world, that you are always with them. That you're in the pain, but you're also in the joys also. And we must never forget that. That life is not just about the bad things, the difficult things, but it's about the rejoicing things as well.